And we have a couple more minutes here, but you can easily call them up if you want a car today. And you know what? Saturday is a great day to buy a car. You probably got paid yesterday. You're flush with a little bit of money. The beauty of it is D&M will pay your first month's payment.
There you go.
How great is that?
There you go. Don't have to worry about a car payment for another 45 days.
Yeah, and they'll save you 40 to 50% on your typical monthly car payments when you purchase a car. You can get any car from D&M Auto Lease. You can even get a what, Craig?
A Triumph Spitfire.
A Triumph Spitfire TR6.
TR6. I always wanted that car.
Of course you did. You never leave your driveway.
If they had one out in the lot right now, I'd lease it.
Hey, you can save over $2,000 a year on the average car payment, and that can pay for a lot of rounds of golf, couldn't it? Or it could play for a lot of free rounds of golf. Call 214-817-462-469.
What is wrong with you?
I've got allergies, man. Anyway, the number to remember is 35-LEASE. You don't feel up until 2 o'clock today.
You think Davey and Corby know Doc Holliday?
We'll see. Next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I want you to watch me.
Spring is in the air, and The Ticket presents the Wildflower Arts Festival May 20th through the 22nd at 75 Central and Gallatin Parkway in Richardson, featuring Cheap Trick live in concert. The Wildflower Arts Festival with Cheap Trick and a special appearance by Mike Reiner's Teddy Fett.
It's all about options.
I have two possible endings for you.
The Ticket Doctors Radio. Radio.
Does size matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offers for P1. Any unit size you choose, you'll get half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and you keep the keys. Pack and Stack Self-Storage with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have the big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Does size matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offers for P1. Any unit size you choose, you'll get half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and you keep the keys. Pack and Stack Self-Storage with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have the big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
Each. Visit Verizon Wireless, our kiosk in Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Hey, good morning, man.
Jerry. Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all doing?
Good. Doing great. Well, I wonder if we could talk a little draft with you.
Absolutely. This is going to be a kick-ass draft for us. You don't believe me, George?
No, I believe you.
You want to challenge me, George? I'll draft you. I'll put you to work in a whorehouse.
What?
A lot of guys like that put him out years.
What an odd threat.
I'm just teasing.
Good.
Yeah, we are certainly looking forward to it. Jerry Jr. has been getting the war room ready for us.
Really?
I told him he could stock it with whatever he likes, so he's put a lot of punch in there and cookies and balloons. He bought a big SpongeBob cake. He gets a big kick out of that.
Is the way you think about trucks with a $299 a month lease on the Nissan Pathfinder. Nissan Truck Time. Nissan. Shift perspective. Tax title and license extra. Call 1-800-858-8319 for lease details.
This is the ticket.
It's a given you have to watch out for Steve Nash, but it was another former Maverick that added fuel to the Phoenix fire. This ticket brought to you by 1-800-THE-DOGS. Jimmy Jackson filled in for injured guard Joe Johnson and helped spark the Suns with 17 points, 9 of those coming in the fourth. But according to head coach Mike D'Antoni, it was J.J.'s defense that was the key.
Jimmy on the defensive end was just super. Just, you know, I guess you know why Brian Wynn got him, and that's it's really paying dividends right now.
Another late start for Game 4 tomorrow at the AAC, tip-off set for 8:30. Stellar relief pitching led the Rangers to a 9-6 victory last night over the Twins, with Doug Bertel picking up the W. Game 2 that series set for tonight. And last night in Oakland, the Yankees get the 9-4 win over the A's, but Tino Martinez's streak of 5 consecutive games with a homer was snapped as he went 0-3. Our next ticket ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday morning, 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, reminding you that 33.9% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
9:52 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down at D&M Auto Leasing. You can call up 214-972-817-469. Any of the area prefixes. Make sure you call 35 Lease, L-E-A-S-E, and ask for the Avid Golfer T-Box special, where if you lease a car today, you will get 2 free rounds at Cowboys Golf Club,
which
is the top-rated public golf course in the area. Not even close. How about that? They're open until 2 o'clock today, and they'll pay for your first month's car payment.
How about that?
And they'll save you at least 45% on any car payment as opposed to buying. So we thank them for having us out today. Next week we'll be at Dick's Sporting Goods in Arlington.
Check out
that new shop.
Hey, we haven't talked about our big outing on June 5th.
Okay.
But everybody should come out and play with us. We're at Mansfield National.
Mm-hmm.
Great goodie bag. We're going to be giving away to everybody who plays a no-bounce sand wedge.
I use those.
How cool is that? We're just using it in our office on concrete. We can hit great shots.
Yeah, you can actually get underneath the ball.
Everybody's going to get a no-bounce sand wedge, which is very cool, and a bunch of other great goodies. We're giving away 2 of the brand-new Tiger Woods watches for close to the pin.
Very cool.
And raffling off some TVs and some other great stuff. And the new format, we're doing the devil format, 666, 6-hole scramble, 6 holes best ball, and 6 holes alternate shot.
Ooh.
Modified alternate shot, but that's really fun.
You'll find out who your friends are.
Yes,
really quick.
Talk about making this a team game, baby.
So it's filling up fast. Go to avidgolferonline.com. You'll see the link at the top of the website. And just fill out everything, and we'd love to see you on June 5th. That is a Sunday. It'll be an afternoon check.
And Rick and I drive around the course
and make goodies.
Make you do funny things so you win a prize.
This year, we
are going to have a club throwing contest to this event.
I like that.
Whoever can throw their club the furthest will win something significant.
So anyway, June 5th, the next Avid Golfer tournament, so we'd love to see you out there. All right, big thanks to a lot of people, to Kern and Pete for helping us stay on the air, and our lovely ticket chicks, Christy and Markea, and lovely Christy, too, Vicky, Christy, Markea. And back at the station,
it's
Jason.
It's Kristen, you dill.
And now it's Kristen? Before you told me it was Christy.
No, you didn't. And you kept making me look bad.
Sorry about that. All right.
He's sick. Give him a mulligan.
Yeah. Give me the allergy pill. Wondering if those boys at the station are there.
No.
Lovely Corby and lovely Davey.
Not yet.
Not yet. Huh? Well, yeah, it is early.
Yeah, it's 9:56.
All right. So, and then tomorrow we have our T-Box wrap-up show after the last shot is made at the Nelson. We'll do that from the media room.
And if by chance Todd Hamilton wins,
yeah, he'll come over and talk
to us. He is going to forego.
How funny would that be?
He says, well, when David Faraday wants to interview him or whoever it is, they're going to say, wait a minute, I got to go talk to T-Box.
How funny would that be?
That'd be so cool.
Just watch all that media, just sit there and just look at their watch.
You know what? If he did that, that would be my last show.
Would it?
Oh, couldn't do anything better than that, could we?
That would be funny, though. Wait a minute. He's got to go talk to the T-Box. Great with that.
Well, on the
hey
shot, you
get some
now.
Mad people. Hey, boys.
Hey, now. So when's the last T-Box?
Whatever.
Whenever
you guys want it.
You think Todd has a shot? Is he playing well?
Yeah, he is. He's
500.
Six under.
But I'm saying, has he been playing well?
Yeah, he hasn't been higher than 22nd this year. So
what's his highest finish since the British Open?
Oh, he did well a couple events last year afterwards, but this year he hasn't been doing very well.
He's
got a little bit of major hangover.
Yeah, he's enjoying the life. He's got 5 years to work it out.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah. Hey, so do you guys know Doc Holliday?
The
guy who is on Making the Band with Puff Daddy?
No.
Okay. We just had Amy Leppard out, and Doc Holliday was here, and the Ticket Chicks and the promo crew and everybody were like, wow, Doc Holliday's here.
Really?
He hosts that show on MTV called Making the Band.
What Ticket Chicks are out there?
Vicky.
Specifically is Claudia.
No.
No, I was just wondering which ones were into that.
And Kristen.
To mark them off my list. Hey,
very funny.
Some guy I've never heard of is here, guys. So how was her music? I missed that.
We left the CD up there. I liked it. You know, it's, what did she call it?
Rockabilly Country.
Rockabilly Country.
Uh-oh. Now, is she already have a CD out, or is this her first foray into the scene?
You can go to Cool River on Sunday, and she has a big unveiling party after the Nelson.
What a great place.
Yep.
Hey, you know who Chad Campbell is?
Yeah.
Not you.
No.
Ding dong. Dave.
No. Who's Chad Campbell?
The golfer?
No. Who's Chad Campbell?
Why are we so echoey back there?
They got some kind of return going.
Oh. Chad's, what's he won now?
He's won a tour.
Three times? Twice?
Tour Player Championship, and he's won a Bay Hill, I believe.
Yep.
Twice? And he's, like, on the cusp. Like, last year in Sports Illustrated, they had him as the next guy to win a major. The next unknown to win a major.
How old is he?
He's probably late 20s, isn't he?
I'm looking him up right here.
Yeah, he's probably late 20s.
He was born in... That didn't say...
Ooh, he's hiding his age.
Oh, 74.
Yeah, so he's 31.
Yeah, 31. He won tour championship and a Bay Hill last year.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a stud. There's no two ways about it. But his wife is a singer, and so that's who came out and with those guys today.
Yeah.
So is he coattailing off her, or is she coattailing off him?
She's coattailing off him. He's banking.
Yeah, he's banking.
I mean, was he? I know he's in the top 20 of the money list, probably top 15.
And she's the Rockabilly
Did
country.
He play Ryder Cup last year?
Chad?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did.
Did Chad play in the Ryder Cup?
I think he did. I'm pretty sure he did. Hey, he won a tour championship in Bay Hill. I bet he did.
Yeah, you know, he came in second in the PGA that year to Sean McKeel, too.
Right.
Yeah. So they look like twins.
Oh, yeah, they were
hard to pick one from the other.
They were in the last group, and everyone's like, there's no way Sean McKeel will hold up with... Matter of fact, I think that SI article had just been written.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He was in the Ryder Cup last year. So, he's got game. He's really got game, but he is so quiet.
Craig, did you like the music?
I did. They had one song. She played her release song or her big hit that they're going to try to make.
Go ahead and play it, Jason. It's, what was that, Everybody? Did you like that one the most?
I liked Everybody. They had a little rap in the middle of it, even though I'm not a rap fan. It had at least a beat.
Oh, play that for our two resident movie music critics there, Jason.
Don't move your body. I've never done this before.
This is
Rockabilly?
Well, this is part of, she's also got a rapper in this song, too.
Yeah, in the middle of this guy by the name of Cognito comes in.
Yeah, Cognito.
Huh.
Or a name like that.
How does a guy by Cognito not be a bigger hit than 50 Cent? Better name.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, no, starts in a minute.
Let me take it.
That is the most un-rockabilly country song I've ever heard.
Is that like unlike the rest of the record? Or
I don't know. The other songs are different.
Who's who's her target audience? What is she going for?
Play a rockabilly song.
Play the first one. I think it's the fourth song.
I think I may like her rockabilly better than that pre-produced stuff. Huh? All right.
Maybe it is a rockabilly.
Hey,
I don't
are
know
you sure you
called.
Got the word right?
No.
She's an R&B songstress.
That's what it is. It's R&B.
Rockabilly? Did you make that up?
No.
No, she did.
I thought you heard that, but I have a bad head.
Oh, R&B country. Sorry. Maybe
R&B
I didn't make it up.
God.
I don't sense any country.
Yeah, you idiot. You're just ruining her career.
No, we're not. We're embellishing it.
Yeah, she's got a pretty voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is she?
This sucks.
Is she good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to AmyLeopard.com.
L-E-P-A-R-D.
AmyLeopard.com.
L-E-P what?
A-R-D.com. That is cute. It's on the cover of Golfers.
Oh, you guys put her on the cover?
Oh, yeah. Right.
I can't see, yeah, she ain't bad, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Chad Campbell's no prize pig, you know?
He's a pro athlete.
That's true.
That's all you need.
Yeah, she ain't bad, man.
No.
Yeah, I need some extra coasters at my house.
And she's fun. She's fun, too.
She's fun. I can't see Chad, you know, that first song, Rock My Body, Rock
hey,
Your Body.
So opposite.
You know what? She's got bank. She'll make it.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of guys out there that, you know, are back, but for whatever reason, it doesn't come through. You know, we were talking, don't those music reps still hound Scott from the Bone? As far
that?
As every Tuesday they come in with their music and, hey, please play this.
Well, the problem is with the Bone is, I mean...
It's a pretty set playlist.
Yeah, they're
no,
not
true.
Introducing new bands every week.
Yeah.
We haven't changed our format yet?
It's kind of classic-y. But, yeah, when he was with the Merge and stuff, yeah. See, that's what I'd love to be, is a program director for a new rock station, because you get free CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Scott has got a billion CDs.
Yeah, and then the scam is the crappy ones you take to the used CD store and sell them.
Right.
You can do that?
Well, you're not supposed to, but you can.
Well, what else are you supposed to do with them?
I don't know. Okay, so it's R&B country. We'll get the theme right.
I still don't get the country thing. I don't know.
Well, anyway, she's trying to find that. You want to find that one little niche that...
Well, I guess that's a void in all our lives, R&B country.
That's a niche I've been missing. Hello?
What? Okay.
Someone cut him off.
So I guess the Rand is next.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says, the MVP is all over the map.
In the fourth quarter, it was Stevie Nash doing it, and it was awesome. He's such a smart player,
yeah.
And I hate going against him. I absolutely hate going against him as a Mavs fan.
It's just tough to handle him, especially when his offense is going and he's getting everybody else.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something. The screw doesn't know because it don't mean nothing.
Something happened, yeah.
Check it out. We're here to
say, I'm speaking for the team. We still got Whitley. What the hell does that mean? We needed a player to give us a spark. Hell, even the Cardinals got their hands on Will Clark. Not a single move, a Dizzy D. Cause I don't count that trade for Ricky Ledee. I don't either. That was messed up, dawg. It was time for a move, time for a change. Like Angelina Jolie banging Mr. Sling Blade. Like Dr. Dre finding Eminem. What's up, Mr. Melvin? Was your phone plugged in? Hey, Dougie Doug, you're making it sick. Like Harvey Keitel, always showing his That's uncomfortable. You know, he loves it, though. You do?
Hey, could you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Hang on just for a second. Someone else. I'm gonna turn the phone off.
Yeah, no problem.
Deal?
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Whatever you do, don't fall for another prank call.
Oh,
I'm sorry, this is your ticket initiation. This is like when a rookie comes into the NHL, they roll him in a carpet and shave his head. I can't believe you fell for another one.
This is getting ridiculous. They got me again. But why do I have a feeling that that last line about a reason I'm on the air is going to be played over again?
There's only room for one minority on this tour.
Oh, my gosh.
And that minority's name is Tiger.
There's room for everybody.
And my name.
Right.
So I'm the only one to be on there.
Right.
My dad, being... Pearl, he's sick.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sick, and it makes me upset.
We saw you get emotional on the 18th green.
He caught AIDS off of some transvestite in Duluth.
No, actually.
No, he's very sick. And he went to the doctor,
yep.
And they found a side of beef in his ventricle. And so they had to carve that out.
Oh, no.
He hasn't been the same since my mommy was killed in Vietnam.
Your mom is still alive, and she was there yesterday.
Oh, she is?
Yep.
Oh, happy day. That's good news. This is the greatest day of my life. Four Masters, George.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you could barely qualify to even play at Ventry or somewhere.
Radio. Drop page radio.
All right, Friel, how much time do we have before we come back?
You got 3 minutes, Norm.
3 minutes? Oh, gosh, I don't know if I have time for this. I've got to let this one out. Oh, gosh, I had a bad dinner last night. Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, jeez. Hey, Chair, are we coming back anytime soon?
Yeah, we're coming back now.
Oh, okay, right now?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not finished yet.
Let's fight through it.
Okay, well, I'll just have to talk over it. Okay. Good morning and a happy Saturday morning and a good morning and a happy Saturday morning and a good morning and a happy Saturday morning and a good morning and a happy Saturday morning. We are having fun getting drafty with you today. Horny McGain is going to be on here in a few minutes. We want you to check this out.
Oh, my goodness. That goes on during commercial breaks.
No idea.
Or we're just loopy at the end of that draft, wasn't it?
Then bumped me on the head with a dread bobblehead doll.
Why was he carrying that?
At that point, a man, Greg Hammer, arrived in a Cadillac with longhorns on the front. He deposited the sweet, dirty pants of Drub along with its contents and human beings into the back seat in the middle of Whataburger wrappers that denoted gluttony.
So Grego came and picked up Jub-Jub.
Yes.
Huh.
The Hammer Man then told me not to say anything about this to anyone, and he stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis.
lobby entertainment, or the barbecue buffet. Concert tickets start at only $10. June 16th through July 2nd at the Meyerson Symphony Center. For tickets and information, visit DallasSymphonySummer.com.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Well, as Phoenix grabs a 2-1 series lead, most of the attention is centered around league MVP Stevie Nash. Meanwhile, the Mavs are still waiting for an offensive explosion from Dirk Nowitzki. While he still does plenty to help the Mavs, head coach A.B. Johnson feels it's time for the rest of the league to pony up.
He is the least respected out of any MVP caliber player I've ever seen in my life. He takes the ball strong to the basket. He plays the game. He plays defense. He does it all, but the least respected.
Tonight in Atlanta, the Dallas Desperados face another must-win scenario when they take on the Georgia Force. The Force hold the AFL's best record in arguably its toughest division. Dallas head coach Will McClay sizes up this week's opponent.
They've got a good group of players. They make you work when you're on offense. They play very strong defense, especially in the red zone. So they count on your offense to make mistakes that they can capitalize on and get a couple extra possessions.
Rich Phillips and Mickey Spagnoli bring you tonight's action from Atlanta on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, that at 6 p.m. And third round play is just underway at the EDS Byron Nelson Championship. Now with an update, here's Jimmy Christopher.
It was cloudy earlier this morning in Las Colinas. Right now, sunny and soggy after the heavy overnight thunderstorms. Temperature expected to hit 80 today with the winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Leaderboard looks like this. Sean O'Hare shares the second round lead with Brett Wetterich after shooting a 565 at Cottonwood Valley on Thursday. After Wetterich and O'Hare, Ted Purdy, he is 8-under. Billy Mayfair, 7-under. Of course, Tiger didn't make the cut. Teeing off just about 10, 15 minutes ago on tee number one at TPC. Skip Kendall, Grant Jobe, and Stuart Zink. And then on the 10th tee, it was Mark O'Meara, John Cook, and Paul Gow. This Nelson update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Dr. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Our next ticket, Tigger at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. This is Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant, 10 to noon. Saturdays on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Craig Miller. This week, he's just missing.
Anyway, it's 10:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant. My name is Corby Davidson.
My name is Dave.
He is Dave. And we'll be here for the next hour and 45 minutes taking you through your workday. By the way, who's the new ticker guy?
What's up, Corby? I'm Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Greg, how are you?
How are things going over there today?
How long have you been working here?
Well, what time is it?
Like 10 minutes?
Well, I've been here for a few hours this morning.
Okay.
So you started with the train station?
Oh, absolutely.
So this is your first day?
It is.
And where are you from? What's your pedigree?
Well, I am originally from Waco, Texas. Now live in Dallas, obviously. And
Well, I was meaning more like your radio experience.
Well, that's...
2 hours ago?
It's more or less.
Okay.
Are you serious? Like you sent in a tape?
Well, there's more to it. We may not want to totally get into that, but...
Were you working at another radio station?
Do you have pictures of somebody?
No incriminating photos just yet.
Really, is this your first radio gig?
No, it's not. Metro Man myself.
Ah.
Okay, so you've done traffic and all that?
Right,
now?
Right.
Okay.
Did you start in Waco or did you start here?
No, I started up here.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I don't know how much I can really give away, but I'm glad to be part of the Rant Boys, so,
You listen to the station?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
So is this going to be your regular shift? Can we count on hearing you every weekend now?
Well, you
the
may
listeners
wanna...
can get to know you and love you.
You may want to talk to, Frito on that. I'm not calling the shots just yet, but I hope to be up here on a regular basis.
So Greg Moss.
That's it.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, Greg.
Well, thanks, Corby.
Happy to have you.
I don't know how that is for a radio name, but there it is. So.
Well, what's Corby?
Very true. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You're not as nice to look at as Layla, but it's all right.
Well, I have no idea how to respond to that, so...
Just prepare your kicker.
Giddy up, boys.
Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, Gordon's not here.
Yeah, so go ahead and just go back to bed, hit the snooze button.
And I'm Gordon Keith.
So, last night, I spoke with you before the Mavericks game.
Yes.
By the way,
Well, the first three quarters were pretty all right.
They really weren't.
They were okay.
They were okay. But we couldn't hit a freaking shot to save our lives. What did we end up from behind three? 1 of 17? I know that the differential between three-pointers made was almost 30 points.
Yeah.
So, what was the final score? What did they? I turned it off. I got so pissed. What did they end up winning by?
119-102. Yeah.
Won by 17. And it was it tied in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was tied at, what, 83?
Or 88, I think.
Yeah.
God, it was so frustrating. So, I talked to you, and I was like, I'll come pick you up in the morning, you know, and you were out at a bar, you were at the Old Monk watching the game, which I would have gone to, but I had plans to have a nice long run this morning, early.
What happened with that?
Well, last week my wife called me and said, hey, good news from the house, we have a rat.
Why is that good news?
That was... being facetious.
She was, sarcasm. Okay.
Yeah. So, I was like, oh, God. So, I live in an area where rats are there.
Highland Park has rats?
I don't want to give away where I live. Let's call it the R Streets.
I don't know where those are.
They're in Dallas. And...
So, have you had...
Never.
Rat problems before?
Never. I've lived
in that... Have you exterminated... before.
I've lived in that house 4 years. We have a fabulous, fabulous? exterminator. It comes four times a year. I mean, it's a solid company, and I mean, we don't have any bugs. We have nothing. We barely have mosquitoes back there, and that's a pretty heavy mosquito-laden area, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing. So when she said we had a rat, I was like, oh, my God. And they check for that. Every day, every time the guy shows up, he goes up in the attic, and he's like, you seen any droppings or any of that? You know, and no, never seen anything. No, he's like, man, you're lucky. You're so lucky.
You are lucky.
So when she actually saw a rat in the house.
Like in the kitchen, or where was it? She saw it running across the floor?
She saw it run into this tiny little hole that we had in one of our baseboards. So, I was like, oh, my God.
It slammed the door behind it?
Yeah. And so I got these traps, these rat traps.
Like the glue traps or the big old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned, like Tom and Jerry
put the
mouse trap.
Piece of cheese on it, or how did you bait it? Or did you?
Peanut butter. That's what they told me to do.
Huh.
There's an actual...
So you can do the peanut butter trick with a rat.
Yeah, you can. There's actual bait you can use. But the guy said the peanut butter works just as well. So I set them up last night and really didn't think too much about it before I went to
bed.
Were
you nervous setting the traps, like afraid you were going to snap your own hand?
Well, a couple times I did.
Did it hurt?
I didn't snap my... No, you can break a finger. I just did it wrong, and I let go of it and went flying across the room, you know? It was very comical. So finally figured out how to do it and everything, and it's really not that hard, but... I fall asleep after the game, you know, 11-something, whenever the game was over with. And I was probably asleep for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And I heard that loud noise that I knew that either we caught something or it just engaged on its own. So I walk in there. My wife's still asleep. She didn't hear it.
So where was the trap?
I put it in the fireplace. Our fireplace is...
you have a fireplace?
Yeah. Loaded. Because she saw it over there near the fireplace. So I put it over there. And so I walk over there, and it's really the worst news that I can think of, because it wasn't the rat that she saw, but it was like a baby rat. So it has kids. So we have a family that's like around our house, living in our crawl space.
Now I'm surprised that Julie, being Miss PETA, allowed a kill trap in your home.
I don't think she considers rats human.
I would have thought that she would want you to, you know, gather them all in a shoebox and take them out to the country and release them into the wild.
Come here. You know, she's eating meat now.
Is she really?
Yeah. So she's a killer.
She's got the taste for blood.
She's a cold-blooded killer. So, yeah, and it cut this thing in half.
Guts everywhere?
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. And then I took it outside and put it in my neighbor's yard.
Chunked the whole trap over the fence?
No, I took the trap out, opened it up, the thing fell out, and then I reset it and put it right back there. We didn't catch anything else last night, but I had this sense of hunter in me, you know? It was pretty powerful. Like, I had done something, you know? I had killed something that's been harming my family, which, in reality...
A little baby mouse.
Yeah. I just snapped a baby mouse in 20 pieces. But I really want to kill that big rat. Yeah, I think if she was in her full PETA phase, or if I was too, you know, like we were really hardcore into it, then, yeah, we'd set up like a big rat terrarium where with the wheel and everything and a big rat playland.
Yeah, a little sign that says vacancy.
They're gross.
So are they like matted hair, pink eyes, grody looking?
No,
I don't even know.
No,
I've never seen a full-on rat.
It's just an overblown mouse with a long tail.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's really no difference.
So
they're just disease infested. You know?
So how big does Julie believe that the master rat is?
What's that? 5-6 inches, something like that.
Including the tail or just the body?
No, just the body.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, 4, I don't know. I mean, it's big enough. This baby was just a couple inches long.
You need to get a cat.
You know, I can't believe our dogs hadn't seen these things. Because our dogs are hunting dogs. And they're hounds. That's what they do.
They're lazy.
Oh, they're so lazy. And they're so not hunting dogs. It's really pathetic. But it's sick, man. If we don't catch the big guy here in the next couple days, then I'm calling some heavy hitters in there, like with an Uzi or something. You know, when I was in college, the house that we moved into, a buddy of mine who was like 3 years older than me lived in at the time, and they were graduating and leaving. And it was like the big party house to go to and everything, and so I thought, well, this is great. We're going to move into the house, you know. So I go over there.
We're going to take over the legacy, man.
Exactly. So we go over there to check it out. Before they moved out, and my buddy was sitting there on a swivel chair with a .22.
Waiting for rats?
Waiting for rats. This is over in Fort Worth, right by campus. And he's like, I'm going to get them, because they were all over the place. Now, I never saw them whenever we moved in. The guy fumigated and did everything to get rid of them, but is there anything worse? Because
I had, when I was in college... The last apartment that I lived in, we had a flea infestation. Like, we didn't have any pets, but there was a big overgrown yard right next to our apartment,
mm-hmm.
and there were two mangy basset hounds that, you know, I guess were flea factories.
Yeah.
And so they would, all the fleas would come over the fence and hang out in front of our apartment, and then eventually made it into our apartment. So you would stand outside the front door, like we would experiment, like put on white tube socks and pull them up, you know, to like knee high, and go stand outside, count to 10, and come back inside, and you'd be covered with like 100 fleas. It was so disgusting.
So you just bombed the place?
We tried bombing it, and then eventually we had to go to the city and petition the city to have our landlord and the neighbor, like, spray the yard to try and kill them at the source.
That was disgusting.
Well, I don't know what's worse, being overrun with roaches or knowing that there's, like, a rat somewhere in the vicinity of your home.
I would rather have a nest of rats than a roach colony.
You would?
Yeah.
Roaches are disgusting, too.
Especially the giant ones.
See what those third world people that eat those things.
What's the deal with third world people?
Well, let's slow down on the people. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Corby.
Hi.
Well, if you have one rat, first of all, you probably have about 10 more rats.
Well, I know. I know. That's what I said. It's the worst news ever that we caught a baby.
And in our old house in Arlington, I set those little traps. Well, the mama and dad rat were too big for it. So I had to get those glue traps.
And then you'd find them, like, stuck?
Uh-huh. Then you'd have to get a shovel or something and take care of them.
Bonk them?
Yeah. They'd start squealing. It's pretty dark.
Well, see,
did you make them beg for their life?
No, actually, I put on headphones so I wouldn't have to hear them scream. Just turn up the volume real loud.
God, that's horrible. But, I mean, there's no difference between that and cutting it in two with a trap. Now, I forgot where I was going. Oh, the other traps, it's the bait traps, where they go eat poison, and then they wander off and die. But the thing is, they can wander off and die in your, in your walls, or down below your house, and then
you have a rotting carcass.
And then you have a rotting rat fetus.
Yeah, stink house.
Yeah.
It doesn't last that long.
The stink doesn't?
No.
Well, they're tiny. It's not like,
But still, you have decaying animals.
The stuff in the poison is an anticoagulant, so it dries them out.
What's the anti?
Anticoagulant.
Who are you?
I own a pest control company.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Well, you're his. His prayers.
I mean, it's like, you know, you and I should have hooked up a long time ago.
Yeah, we have a special bond, don't we?
Wow, Dill owns a pest control company.
Why don't you come on in the beginning and say, hey, I can help you out. Hey, Russ, I'm hanging up on you.
All right.
I just assumed you knew.
No, well, you never mentioned this ever on the air.
Yeah?
Dill. That's it.
Hey, Dill Pest Control. Give me a call.
You
need to change the name of your company to Hey Dill Pest Control.
I'll keep it at ChemSafe.
What is it?
ChemSafe.
ChemSafe?
Mm-hmm.
See, we use EcoSafe.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a great job. They've never had to treat for rats before.
And, you know, normally the stuff they do a great job. They normally aren't dealing with actual pesticides on most of the stuff that they do.
You're talking about your company?
No, EcoSafe.
EcoSafe?
Right.
Well, and, you know, like it's safe for the pets and everything.
Right.
Kids, if you have them, so, am I doing the right thing here? Am I, like, ready for an army of rats? Is that what I'm facing?
It depends on, you know, your home.
We don't have a lot of food. It's not like we have, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches strewn about the house.
And just because
it's very clean. My wife is very anal.
That doesn't have anything to do.
Oh, dear.
Shut up.
That doesn't have anything to do with why you may have rats. It's especially if you live in an older home, maybe you're in an older neighborhood.
It was built in the 30s.
And maybe you have some trees.
We have the biggest pecan tree in the history of mankind.
So these are probably roof rats coming in from the roof area if there's any branches or anything like that touching the roof.
Can they come through the chimney?
Yes.
Like Santa?
Uh-huh. Normally it's you use a combination of baits and traps.
I think you just need to move.
I'm not moving.
I think the rats have won. I think you're
already
beaten.
It's like the terrorists. All right, so can you help me?
I sure can.
All right, let's talk about that off the air.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I got a rat problem.
It's turning into an infomercial for Hey Dill Pest Control. All right, coming up next, the Wendy's chili finger has been identified.
Oh, no. This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Studer later on today for Ticket Sports Saturday from noon to 6. We will have much breakdown of the game last night between the Mavericks and the Suns. We'll start at 1:30 with Eddie Johnson, former Sun and current NBA analyst. More breakdown at 2:30 with Art Garcia, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Mavs beat writer. And then our own Skin will join us at 3:30 to talk more about Game 3 last night. Byron Nelson updates throughout the day. Rangers, all of it later on today on Ticket Sports Saturday from noon to 6.
The first word in Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, is sports. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed on the ticket ticker. Sports updates at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour. Hot sports opinions from our guys in our town. Solving DFW problems. When a sports press conference breaks out, we break in. Big name sports guests. Dallas Fort Worth's first and best all sports radio station is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Small business owners, congratulations. It's the weekend. At least that's what everybody else calls it. You know it is the 2 days you spend planning the next five, making sure what has to get done gets done. Like moving up to the new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Unlimited nationwide long distance toll and local calling. For a flat $48.95 for your first line, and even less for additional ones. So you're never worried about how long you're on the phone, or surprised by your bill. It's always $48.95. And you're never wondering if there's a better way, because there's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Promotional price applies for the first 6 months of term. Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895. Toll free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
Hey now. One problem I have with my friends is that they enjoy borrowing my pickup truck, my Nissan Frontier pickup truck that I've had for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to need to borrow that.
I know you are. Gordon's borrowed it for weeks at a time. Danny's borrowed it for weeks at a time. No big deal. No sweat. But now, you can afford your own. You don't need to borrow your buddy's truck anymore.
No, I can't afford one.
Yeah, you can. It's only $1,500 down, Dave, and it's $215 a month. Only at Grubbs Nissan.
I mean, that's a hell of a deal, but I don't have $1,500.
Well, you're one of the few people who doesn't. But that's okay. If you do have $1,500 to spend, go plunk it down on a brand new, totally redesigned Frontier pickup truck over at Grubbs. And then your payments are only $215 a month. You will own the sucker. This is not a lease deal. This is an ownership deal. $215 a month. That is it for a brand new pickup truck at Grubbs. Where are they? 183 in the Norwood exit in Bedford, Texas. So it's centrally located.
Just why do you need to call 1-800-COLD-AIR right this very second and get a preseason checkup on that air conditioning system? Simple. To cover the fine print in your home warranty. That's right. You got a home warranty to protect yourself against catastrophic loss of major appliances or air conditioners on the hottest day of the summer. Here's what happened to me last summer. July 13th, the hottest day of the summer, my air conditioner decides to quit air conditioning. When I finally got the AC company to come out and take a look, by the way, my house is about 105 at the time, they told me I'd need an all-new indoor unit, and it was not covered on my home warranty because I had not had a preseason checkup in more than a year. Got a home warranty? Read the fine print. You need to get it checked up by a qualified service technician at least once a year. The moral to this story? Call 1-800-COLD-AIR for a preseason checkup right now. Believe me, it's a true story. It happened to me. Do yourself a huge favor. Make a simple call right now to 1-800-COLD-AIR and get that preseason checkup to avoid disaster when that temperature is at 103. 1-800-COLD-AIR. 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 It's kind of annoying, isn't it? So is your air conditioner going out on the hottest day of the summer. That's why you need to call right now, 1-800-COLD-AIR. One more time, 1-800-COLD-AIR. In fact, when you call right now for your preseason air conditioning checkup, you get a free pair of tickets to a Texas country concert coming up at Gilley's Dallas. If you could do something right now to avoid major catastrophe this summer, wouldn't you do it? 1-800-COLD-AIR. Realize when your air conditioning system goes out this summer, just about every AC company will be too busy to respond immediately. And believe me, your wife and kids are not happy when the house is near 100 degrees. Do the right thing. Call 1-800-COLD-AIR. They'll come out. They'll check your air conditioning system. If anything needs fixed, they'll do it right then. Remember, call right now and get a free pair of tickets to Gilley's Dallas. 1-800-COLD-AIR. 1-800-COLD-AIR. I know that's annoying. 1-800-COLD-AIR.
Brewing Company, Golden Cove.
Does size matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Sack Self Storage. Pack and Sack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free desk lock, and you keep the keys. Plus, Pack and Sack self-storage is equipped with coated gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Sack self-storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you just got to have a big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Sack self-storage. Go to the website to find a location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Sack self-storage.
For 7 days or 300 miles. And you can use our appraisal as a negotiating tool. If another dealer won't match our offer, we'll still buy your car. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Ticket.
Looking to solidify home court advantage, the Mavs fall flat. Dallas had its worst shooting night of the playoffs, connecting on only 39% of the shots. And the Mavs also hit only one of 18 from three-point range. Before, they made no fewer than five triples in one game. Michael Finley on the team's shooting woes.
Well, we just couldn't make a shot. Layups, jump shots, what have you, we couldn't make a shot. And on top of that, they were coming down and knocking down threes and got their momentum going, got their confidence going, and that was a turning point in the game.
Another NBA playoff action last night. The Pacers down the Pistons 79-74 to go up 2-1 in that series. In the other Eastern Conference set, the Heat looks to pull the sweep of the Wizards as they collide tonight in Washington. And third-round play is underway at the EDS Byron Nelson Championship. Now with an update, here's Jimmy Christopher.
Columbic Sean O'Hare goes off on round three at 11:50 this morning. He's 9-under-131 after two rounds, sharing the lead with O'Hare is Brett Wederick, who also goes off on T1 at 11:50. Ted Purdy fires off at 11:50 as well. He's one shot back at 8-under. This Nelson update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Dr. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
If you love luxury vehicles as much as you do love pickup trucks, you need to check out Lincoln.com. Lincoln.com is the official internet resource for the all-new 2006 Lincoln Mark LT luxury pickup truck. Our next ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Will you ground it or pound it? Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger and find out how to hit it hard, go yard, and win. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
If these walls come tumbling down, it felt so hard to make us leave.
10:38, this is The Ticket, this is The Rant. I'm Dave, Corby's with me. Gordon is not here this week. He'll be back next week, I guess, right? You think?
I don't care. Look how wonderful Christie Brinkley looks.
How old is she? 80?
80. I think she's 50.
Do you think she'll still be hot when she's like 70?
I mean, she looks the same as she did when she was 25.
Yeah. I mean, she could get naked and jump in that swimming pool and it would be just like vacation.
Yeah. Good God, man. Now that guy's smoking too. His arms are huge. I love these infomercials.
Why are Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley like partners in workout scams?
There's no telling what they pay them to do that. There's no telling.
That is such a cottage industry. Just every 6 months or so, they come out with a new crazy workout gadget.
And there's no telling what they have to spend to have these 30-minute infomercials. And all the fat people sitting there like, yeah.
This is going to be the one thing that turns my life around.
This is it. This is my ticket to skinny.
I've been waiting for this ab rocker all my life.
Why is everything an ab something? Why are people so consumed with abs?
Because I guess that's like the ultimate sign of fitness when you have the six-pack abs.
What I love is the way that they have all those people, like, doing those exercises, and they're smiling.
Oh, yeah.
They're all, like, really hot and just smiling, like, this is so easy.
It's not strenuous at all.
Yeah, their hair's all combed perfectly, you know. I am hot and happy.
You know, I do, sometimes I'll get a little bit of flow working during the Bowflex ads.
With a 50-year-old grandma?
No. Well, yeah, she's pretty hot. the grandma with the big cans.
Hot!
She has the most awkward, like, lounging pose by the pool where she's got her back all arched.
Yeah, and you know the worst part about that is she's like, yeah, I'm 50, and I'm a grandma, and I look great. And then they show her lounging by the pool with her arched back, and the dude sitting next to her with, like, the glass of sherry.
Is her grandson?
Well, he looks like he's 20, and you know that they're supposed to be, like, macking with each other.
Well, more power to her, I guess.
God, so stupid.
No, I like the Bowflex with the really hot guy and the really hot girl. Just them working out and stuff.
Yeah, they're always happy. Okay, chili in the finger.
Yeah, the Wendy's stink finger.
Retell the story in case people don't know.
Everybody knows this story. Okay, this woman in, I guess it was it Las Vegas? Or San Jose?
It's somewhere in the West.
Yeah, anyway, this woman, Anna Ayala,
mm-hmm.
was at a Wendy's, and she was enjoying her cup of 99-cent Wendy's chili.
Ugh.
And she freaks out when she bites into a finger. There's a 1.5-inch fingertip in her chili. And she, you know, makes this huge commotion and says she's going to sue Wendy's, file suit against Wendy's. Then, you know, there's this huge investigation. You know, nobody at Wendy's has lost a finger in that store. They trace back the origin of the chili. No one, you know, on the supply chain of the chili had an accident and lost a finger. So they're
right.
Wondering where the hell this finger came from. And then a couple of weeks ago, the authorities arrest her at her home, and she has been charged with grand larceny for trying to fleece Wendy's out of money, but they still couldn't figure out where the finger came from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they know. The finger, the former owner of the finger, is a friend of her husband.
How did he lose it?
He lost it in a quote-unquote industrial accident.
And gave it to her?
I guess.
Steal it? Was it like in a jar?
I don't know. Jarring? I don't know if they were pickling and jarring fingers. But the investigator, the police chief, says that they actually learned about this guy because of an anonymous tip that was called into the Wendy's Chili Finger Hotline.
There was one?
Yeah. I don't know if it was set up specifically for this, but there, I guess, is a Wendy's customer service hotline. Somebody called in and said, I know where the finger came from. So this guy lives in Nevada. His name has not been released, but the police have contacted him, and they say he's cooperating. But they don't know yet if he was in on the hoax, like if he was going to get a piece of the action, you know, for providing the finger, or if, you know, he was throwing the finger out and she saw him throw it out and, you know, decided this would be a really good idea to put it in chili.
I wonder if there was security. Do they have cameras in Wendy's? Would they, for any reason?
I don't think so. Maybe in the back, but probably not.
Yeah, there's probably no reason. But, I mean, you could obviously probably rewind it and see her pull the finger out of her purse and dump it in her chili.
Or maybe she had it in between her cheek and gum.
Like Skull Bandit?
Yeah.
Gross. What kind of white trash piece of crap?
Well, she's Mexican.
Oh. What's the difference? That's a low-rent scam, yet an effective one. I mean, who...
Now, is it not...
Wouldn't you...
Is it not bizarre, though, that... Granted, one was a hoax and one was real, but that we had two finger stories within, like, a month? Because you had the Wendy's chili finger, and then you had the frozen custard finger.
Yeah. Where the guy wouldn't give the finger back.
Yeah. Which is kind of an a-hole thing to do.
You think?
I mean, it's not the kid's fault. The kid that got his finger cut off. I mean, yeah, he probably should have made sure that batch of custard didn't make it on to the floor. But he was probably a little more concerned about his finger at that moment.
You know, there was a movie where... I think it may have been Victor Victoria. Do you remember that movie? I think Julie Andrews.
The cross-dressing
thing. Where she was at a restaurant and she ordered, I mean, so much food. Like, she was by herself and had, like, a six-course meal somewhere, and at the end...
And then they give her a wafer-thin mint at the end, and she explodes all over the restaurant.
No, that's meaning of life.
No.
She pulls a roach, not a weed roach, but a animal roach, out of her purse and puts it on a plate. It's like her pet roach. And then they comp the meal.
You know, I have an associate
who call a roach.
I have an associate who, his scam, and he will go unnamed, but his scam back in high school was to go to Poncho's of all places.
That's like going to CeCe's and screaming.
Yeah,
out,
why?
You know?
Why not scam someplace a little bit nicer than Poncho's? So he would go and, you know, eat his fill of the Poncho's buffet, and then he would pluck out a short and curly and put it in his hot
pot. God! And that worked?
Yeah. On numerous occasions. I never witnessed it. I only heard about it. Is there anything lower than that?
No.
I mean, I guess putting a finger in a bowl of chili is lower.
Well, yeah. See, it says she lives in Vegas. This is from Hey Dill Pest Control. She lives in Vegas, happened in San Jose, $100,000 reward offer by Wendy's for what, Jason?
You know, for links in the case, if you knew who's...
So that's why the guy called, because the $100,000...
Right. Well, maybe he's been picked up on identity theft charges unrelated to the Wendy's case.
Huh.
The woman has?
The man with the finger.
The missing finger?
Yeah.
That's a good hypothetical. Would you cut your finger off right at the knuckle?
Which finger?
Index.
Right hand or left hand?
Left for you. Right for me.
Okay.
Because I'm left.
Your non-dominant hand.
Yes. Would you cut it off at the knuckle?
At the, like, the main knuckle, halfway down the
finger? Yeah. $4 million. That's probably what she was looking at. $4 million.
Gosh, I don't know.
Definitely.
You would?
Yeah.
My life's not that bad right now, and I have all 10 of my fingers.
How many people do it on accident? They don't get anything.
Well, really not that many, Jason.
There's lots of people missing digits.
Well, yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, there's not that many. How many people do you know with missing fingers? None.
Probably 8 or 10 people.
You
don't notice it. Look at people's hands. A lot of people are missing parts of their fingers.
Not a lot.
Maybe.
You're acting like, okay, what, 1 in 4?
Not that many.
Because out of us 4, I got
That's
all
crazy.
Mine.
Maybe 1 out of 10.
One out of 10? You are high. Maybe 1 out of 100.
So if it's 1 out of 10, that's 1 out of 100 fingers.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about people, not fingers.
I'm confused.
Stop it with your math and your anticoagulant.
I might do it if it was my left hand, because, you know, I don't really use my left hand for anything.
Nothing?
No.
It's useless?
I mean, I use my right hand for all my pleasuring and all my writing and diddling and all that stuff.
You know what? You'd be better if you cut both your hands off.
I probably would.
Your life would be better.
My hands are so filthy.
You know, when we were in Phoenix this past week, and there were so many good-looking girls that went to those Maverick Suns games.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just... And, you know, Grego's the worst. He's the biggest horn dog in the world.
As far as, like,
staring.
Craning his neck.
Yeah. I was like, you know what, man? You would be better off if a doctor came in and just snapped off your nads. And, you know, he's like, oh, there's no question. Our lives would be so much better and more productive. And I know Gordon's talked about that before. If we were all just completely...
castrated?
Eunuchs.
And we put our sacks in bowls of chili?
I guess you could take it that extra step for the money. At least you could be a rich one.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next...
Read the paper real fast. See the story.
Oh, no. I don't want to get into... there's something that's really pissing me off about Star Wars.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
All right.
The Sports Page, Dallas-Fort Worth's free weekly sports newspaper, has hot sports opinions in print on all sports all the time, just like the ticket. They even throw in hot chicks just like the ticket. And it's free just like the ticket. And the ticket guys are in the Sports Page.
Join us May 20th, 21st, and 22nd for the Wildflower Arts and Music Festival in Richardson, Gallatin Parkway, and US 75 and Campbell Road in Richardson, just a few minutes north of Dallas. Tickets on sale now at all Tom Thumb Metroplex locations. Check out regional and national headliner entertainment with Cheap Trick, Miranda Lambert, The Neville Brothers, Rick Springfield, Ryan Cabrera, Daryl Worley, Leon Russell, Cowboy Mouth, Bugs Henderson and the Shuffle Kings, and many others. Festival programming includes the Kids Corner Family Area and Petting Zoo, the Belgian Face Painter, Strolling Entertainer, Buskers and Acrobats, interactive displays and exhibits, the Broadway production of Grease in the Iceland Center for Performing Arts, the RISD Guitar Art Auction, a festival marketplace, and lots of great food concessionaires. For more information and for the complete music lineup, visit wildflowerfestival.com. Wildflower Festival is an award-winning electric arts and music festival produced by the City of Richardson. It all happens just a few minutes north of Dallas. Brought to you by Spencer Vineyard, Miller Lite, Volvo of Richardson, and Volvo of Dallas.
Hello?
Is Dale there?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, this is Dan Bennett.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello?
Dale Hanson.
Dan Bennett.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right, didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope, Chris did that.
Nah. Hey, excited about the ticket thing.
Good.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
A couple of items about it. Do you mind at least a couple of times a month co-hosting with Rocco?
Probably not. That's a little twist that I'm not sure I'd be real comfortable with.
All right, we can talk about that.
Where's that coming from?
Well, this is kind of reaction from him, but we can table that one. We can probably work around that one.
The only problem I got with that, I mean, you know, I don't have any personal problems with anybody, but I mean, you know, this guy has tried to make his name for 2 years by beating up on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to sit there and do what?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit there and get into a pissing match with him on the air and play some kind of a fake deal, you know.
No, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I wanted, and we can table that one. The one that I think you might have a problem with, and again, this is coming from me because I'm getting hammered on this thing. Because we have you on, all the other stations that advertise with us are saying, can we get our guy up? And just a thought, just hear me out.
Can we do what now? Yeah.
Well,
the ticket drop page radio.
Hating me. Air Tran Airways. Go. There's nothing.
All the other stations, 4, 5, 11.
Oh, yeah.
They've been making a big deal about you being on. So just play along with me, just for a second.
All right.
What if we had Murray, Jensen, Ducey, maybe Laufenberg once a month?
What, you mean on my time frame?
Yeah. Well, on with you.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, are you serious?
Well, it's just ideas for kicking around.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. I mean, you know, you can put them on. I mean, I don't care about, you know, if you want to hire them and put them on, but I mean, obviously, I don't want to come off like the egotistical here, but I mean, I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, there's nothing about that.
TV or visit directtv.com.
Just activate the Total Choice Plus package with your annual commitment to any Total Choice program. Offer on 731.05 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Other restrictions apply. See participating retailer for details.
Dallas Fort Worth ticket.
Third round action is underway at the EDS Byron Nelson Championship. Here's Jimmy Christopher with the latest.
Wait for almost an hour now as two of the big five not here. They didn't make the cut, Tiger Woods, and, of course, Retief Goosen are out for the weekend after missing the cut. Ernie Elzo started at 4-under. He birdied the first hole. He's 5-under. DJ Singh, 5-under. He tees at 11. Lefty Phil Mickelson, also 5-under with a third-round tee time set for 11:20. Corey Pavin, 2-under today, as is Luke Donald. They are both 5-under. And Jesper Parnevik is 1-under on the first hole, so he is 5-under total. This Nelson update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Dr. Gary Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
And the Mavs just couldn't produce when they needed it most. The Suns broke a close game open in the second half using a 17-0 run midway through the fourth on their way to a 119-102 victory in Game 3. Phoenix head coach Mike D'Antoni says the Mavs eventually just wore down.
Hopefully their legs got a little tired, you know, and that sometimes happens. And we're going to keep running. We're coming out next game, and our guys will regenerate somehow. And you know, Steve Nash will give them some IVs, and they'll be ready to roll.
Tonight in Minnesota, the Rangers square off with the Twins for the second game of their series. Last night it took 10 innings before Chet Allen connected in the top of the 11th with an RBI double. Mark Teixeira provided the insurance with a two-run infield single. It will be Kenny Rogers versus Carlos Silva on the mound tonight. Our next ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTTK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You know you're getting old when you go from whatever to depends.
10:56 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Random. Corby, Dave, no Gordon. God, look at her again.
She's doing a little butterfly action there.
Is she married?
Christy Brinkley? I don't know.
So she had Billy Joel. Didn't she have some skier or something? Some dude up in Colorado?
Yeah, some, how could you leave some younger that? Guy.
How could you leave that woman?
Well, how did Billy Joel get that to begin with?
Well, you see what he's with now.
No.
She's 24, 23.
Jerk.
And he is so eaten up with alcohol poisoning every day and fat and bald.
And he's got the most enormous bags under his eyes.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
He's the piano man.
He probably is conservatively worth $500 million. So wouldn't you take that chance if you were 23, knowing that he's probably going to die?
Of cirrhosis?
Yeah, in the next 15 years, and she'll be, you know, late 30s with $500 million.
You think either of us are going to die of cirrhosis?
I don't drink enough anymore.
Well, I do.
I can't. I've turned into a wuss.
You have.
Now, get me on a certain day, and I'll destroy you.
Will you?
But I can't like, keep up the pace of, like, nightly,
mm-hmm.
You know? Like, basically, it's one night or something. If it's, like, a big event, though, you know? Like something that I look forward to and really gear up for, then, yeah, I'm good to go. But just a generic night of drinking, I've turned into a homo.
What did we say we're going to talk about? Oh, Star Wars.
Yeah. Have you seen all the stinking commercials, product placement commercials with Star Wars?
I guess I've...
Have you seen Yoda at the kitchen counter?
No, I guess I missed out that. I missed out on that. I've seen the trailers a million times, but I've never seen any, like,
it is so
marketing stuff.
I mean, this is the last film. This is it. And I'm going to see my hand puppets up there hawking Pepsi. It's a really good commercial. It's he and it's Yoda and some dude eating at a diner, like at the counter. And Yoda's like, you know, using the Force, like, you would give me that sandwich, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
is that your Yoda?
Yeah, it's not good. And the guy's like, I will give you my sandwich. And the sandwich flies over. And he's like, you'll give me your French fries. And the French fries fly. And I will give you your French fries. And he's like, you will give me the Diet Pepsi. The guy's like, I want my Diet Pepsi. He's like, you will give it to me. And then they're like battling back and forth. And the Pepsi's going back and forth. And the guy wins or whatever. But it's like, why does George Lucas need to do that? And then the other day, there's this kid. It's funny. I mean, the Yoda commercials. And you've seen the Chewbacca commercial. We have that. Well, not the YMCA song. We have the Chewbacca commercial somewhere. Because I heard Bob and Dan play it.
I haven't seen that either. I guess I don't watch enough TV.
Where the guy's like going, taking his picture or whatever. Or no, he's doing a sound check of his voice or whatever. He's like, now get me angry. And it's the same roar every time. Now give me love. You know, I don't know what it is. But then there's this one where this paper boy's driving down the street and he's throwing the papers at people's houses. And he's this Gen X kid or Gen Y kid, you know, like with his headset on and long blonde hair. And this guy walks out of his house and he sees the paper guy and he's waving to him. And the dude, like, throws the paper in his bushes. Yeah, it's from that. But, and then the guy...
Yeah, Star Wars ringtone, 673. Very nice, Chewie. Now, this one, you said. Am I beautiful? Off you go. Come on with no accent. I love it. Now make me hate it.
Exclusive Star Wars ringtones and downloads created just for Singer.
That's an interesting choice.
Come in now for the new S710 preloaded with Star Wars extras and get 2 free tickets to Star Wars Episode 3, Singer Raising the Bar.
Why is it taking so long?
And they show 3PO and R2-D2 out in the waiting room to do their...
Yeah, I think I have seen the ringtone commercial with Darth, I think.
Yeah, and then this paper guy, he throws the paper away from the guy, and the guy uses the force to knock the kid off the bike and to get his paper, and he reaches for the paper, and it flies right into his hand. And it's for, like, the video game or something. I mean, it's everywhere, and it's like, why?
Because there's always more money to be made.
Yeah, but don't cheapen this film.
It's already been cheapened.
Can't you do it after the fact?
No, it's all about the hype and the build up to the opening weekend.
I'm
resigned to the fact that that's the way it is.
Lando Calrissian eating a bag of Doritos or something.
Having a Colt 45.
Yeah, smooth and easy. I just hate it, and I hated seeing Yoda. I mean,
was it puppet Yoda or was it CG Yoda?
No, it was CG Yoda, I think. I mean, I'm just assuming it was. Why do you need to cheapen that guy? Why can't you cheapen... I don't want any of them cheapened as a deal. I don't want Vader... Vader's this evil entity, and I don't want him doing ringtone commercials, you know? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Like the cast just hangs out. Off the set?
Yeah. I mean, I want this to be as real as possible when I see it. I want to get into the story, and I don't want to be thinking about, you know, whoever, Natalie Portman eating a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I guess it just doesn't bother me that much.
Are you going to go see it, by the way, on that night?
Uh-huh. I have tickets for the midnight show.
They're already on sale?
Yeah.
Which theater?
The one, like Northwest Highway and 635.
Oh, yeah.
The UA out there.
Now, Walonsky said we need to see it in,
Digital.
Yeah.
At Legacy. Yeah, I want to go see it that weekend up at Legacy, but I've got to see it that first night. Because I'm a nerd.
I wonder if there's a basketball game that night.
I don't know.
Well, it'll be after the game.
Yeah.
Let's look. We can make a night of that real quick. Let's see. Wednesday, yeah, 8 p.m.
Oh, the game will be over by then.
Yeah, it'll be over by 11.
We were playing...
That could be the greatest night of our lives.
We were planning on dorking out and watching episode 2 before we go see episode 3, but basketball game probably be better.
And that'll be... Yeah, that'll be the next game, because they have to play that game even if the Suns win.
That'll be game 5?
Yeah, yeah.
They're waiting all the way until Wednesday after Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we analyze Greg Biffle.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says...
Mark Stoudemire is a grown-ass man. Look at that ridiculous line.
The Suns burn the Mavs again.
Give me his line. 37 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 block shots. He was 11 for 15 from the...
Does size matter to you?
Yeah.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and GPC key. Go to gate access. surveillance cameras in concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you just gotta have a big unit, check out SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you. SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
Let's say good morning to our deep throat informant. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming forward with this story regarding our coworker Jub Jub. I know this must be very difficult for you to tell, obviously, because you want your voice disguised.
Yes. I was in a bad section of South Dallas last night.
Mm-hmm.
To witness to crackheads.
Oh, you were witnessing?
Yes. And up walks this maiden with a big brown doo-doo colored birthmark on his neck.
Okay.
He was wearing a ticket t-shirt.
That sounds like George.
And a pink bra over there.
That really sounds like George.
He was very drunk and extremely drab.
Keep moving.
He said to me, do you know who I am? I said no. So he pummeled me and threw a bakery onto my legs and hand.
A bakery?
Yeah.
Onto your legs and one hand.
Oh,
okay, well, hang in there. I know this is tough.
This drunk drivenator. Who propositioned me.
Oh, no.
And I myself am a man.
You're a what?
I'm a man. Who propositioned, who wanted me to, who wanted to be spanked and for me to use a cucumber on him.
Oh, no. Well, that's something surprising. That doesn't sound like George.
Drop Page Radio.
Drop Page Radio.
I hope you'll be there.
Miller Genuine Draft. Genuine flavor, cold-filtered smooth, Miller. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Live responsibly.
Especially if she's a blonde. I love Lindsay Lohan as a blonde. Let's talk about today and the wonderful weather we have going on right now. It's a wonderful time to go purchase your brand new automobile.
Good car buying weather.
It is. From a family-owned and family-operated car dealership, that being Grubbs Nissan, they've lived in the area forever. They have owned the dealership since the 40s, and it's been very successful for one reason and one reason only, the deals that they make you. I think last month they were basically giving away Altimas at less than $160 a month. Right now, they're essentially giving away Frontier pickup trucks for $215 a month. Totally redesigned Nissan Frontier pickup truck, which will last you, I'm guessing, 20 years if you just change the oil. I've had mine for four. I've had zero problems with it.
What if you drive like 100,000 miles a year?
So you have like 2 million miles on it? That'd basically be it after 20 years, right? I think it'd go
2 million.
I think it'd go 2 million. You go 100,000 a year for 20 years? That's 2 million.
Is it? I need a calculator.
Well, something like that. Anyway, go visit Grubbs Nissan, because I didn't have that opportunity 4 years ago. I didn't know about them, but now you know about them. I could have saved a buttload on my Frontier pickup truck. And put $1,500 down, you have $215.
That doesn't sound like George.
He also wanted me to call him Shirley. He then snorted a line of coke and gagged on North Texas. I told him I was not a male prostitute. And he asked me if I knew where he could find one.
That's awful.
Preferably black. I said, I don't know where
can find one job. This angered the large Jub.
Oh, no.
And he had a piano lowered onto my lower back, crushing it and giving me a gross and painful injury.
Trust the people that know your Nissan inside and out. Trust your local Nissan dealer's service department. The tools, the technology, the technicians. Nissan, genuine service and parts.
This is the Ticket.
Once again, third round action is underway at the EDS Byron Nelson Championship. Once again, here's Jimmy Christopher with an update.
Greg, we'll run down the board and get to the guys that have made it to a new batch of 5-under. First of all, Sean O'Hare, he is 9-under. He goes off at 11:50, as does Brent Wenderick, also 9-under. And then Ted Purdy is a shot back. Billy Mayfair is 7-under. J.P. Hayes and Todd Hamilton, also Steve Lowry, Shigeki Maruyama, all 6-under. And then the new batches of 5-under, as we said, Stephen Leaney is 5-under, as is Corey Pavin, Luke Donald, Ernie Els, Jesper Parnevik, and Daniel Chopra. This Nelson update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Dr. Gary Tylock, Eye Care and Laser Center.
Thanks very much, Jimmy. Keith Van Horn is still out with his left ankle sprain. The Mavs say he is sidelined indefinitely. And Suns guard Joe Johnson won't play until at least after game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals. Johnson had successful surgery to repair a fractured orbital bone. Our next Ticket Ticker at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon. Right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Win one, lose one. Mavs let another one get away. Game 4 tomorrow night at the AAC. Listen to Ben and Skin on the Mavs playoff postgame show immediately afterwards. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse, Grubbs Nissan, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello. It is 11:11. On the Ticket. This is The Rant, and we'll be happy to discuss topics with you for the next 50 minutes of our lives.
What?
Unfortunately, the topics have been set. So, if you want to talk TV with us,
Or Greg Biffle,
please give us a call at 214-787-1310.
Have you been following this whirlwind romance between Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney?
Yes. We broke the news that they got married.
They got married this past week down in the Virgin Islands somewhere.
I'd love to go there. All right, go ahead.
Oh. Thought you had more jokes about that. So, I guess he is, he's 37, she's 36.
Uh-huh.
They met at a tsunami benefit show back in January.
That's where we met.
You and I?
Yes. That's where all lovers meet.
At tsunami benefits?
Mm-hmm.
So, they meet at the tsunami benefit. He was performing, she was answering phones. But they really only began dating last month. So I guess between January and this past month, they just exchanged emails and phone calls.
Right.
And then they've started dating seriously, and then they ran off to a tropical island and got married.
Yes. I read where they had only seriously dated for 2 weeks.
That is so doomed. It says that he didn't even have time to buy an engagement ring.
Do you realize that in 1998 or 7 or 9, that he wrote a song about her? He was so
1999, he wrote his hit, You Had Me From Hello, after seeing her in Jerry Maguire.
Right.
Blah!
You find her attractive?
Not in the least.
Kind of weird thing.
I don't even know who he is. I mean, obviously I'm not a country music fan, and that, you know, there's just the picture of them on the beach that, you know, has been going around the internet, so you can't really see his face. I don't even know if I would recognize him if I saw him.
I have no idea. I wouldn't have the faintest idea what the guy looks like.
But he's, I guess, the Country Music Association Entertainer of the Year.
Oh, the guy's
huge.
Sold billions of records, but I don't know anything about him.
I mean, I'm sure there's country music fans who think I'm a complete moron for not knowing who he is, but...
Don't.
I just can't believe... I mean, how do you... I guess, you know, he's been obsessed with her for 6 years now, and it's obvious, you know, he finally has his opportunity to nab her, and he's fine with it.
Well, do you
he's
know
living
how,
the dream in
you,
his mind.
Yeah, but you know how, like, old people, when I say old, I mean, like, people in their late 50s or 60s who maybe have lost a spouse for whatever reason, either divorce or death or insane asylum, one of the three?
Yeah.
Normally, there's not a lot of dating that goes on. It's like you meet...
You hook up and then you get married.
One person and you know... That's it. That's it. It's either a desperation thing or it's like, well, I don't want to deal with the dating. I think maybe this plays into it because she's run through a million
guys. She
dated
Jim Carrey. Who else did she date?
Jack White for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. And they just broke up, didn't they?
She dated George Clooney for a while.
What a whore.
I mean, she's run through the biggest celebrities in Hollywood. I mean, she's probably a pretty famous area down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks like she's been punched in the face by every single one of them.
Yeah, Danny says she has bee sting face.
Yeah.
Constantly swollen by the stinging of bees.
Yeah, even when she is at her most anorexic, her face is as puffy as you'll see.
You know what it looks like? It looks like when you wake up in the morning after a nice bout with the booze.
Yes.
When you're all puffy.
When I get my my nose vein going.
Yeah. Like, right the first minute you wake up after a battle with the booze, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, woof. And you're trying to scrub it off real violently. Well, she can't do that. That's permanently what her face looks like. I find her oddly attractive, and I don't know why.
I don't like her accent either. I just don't like anything.
I almost liked her fat in Bridget Jones.
Yeah, she was more attractive in that than she's been in anything else.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Not that she was fat. She was just chunky.
Right.
That's weird. I mean, I think it'll fail. 2 weeks? Give me a break.
I don't know. Maybe they will beat the odds. Maybe they will be...
That's very Angelina Jolie and
Billy Bob,
where they met, and she said she knew in the elevator when they were riding up together that they'd get married.
I mean, is that possible? Do you believe in that love at first sight, romantic love notion?
No, because love at first sight, I mean, it could have...
It's lust.
With me, it could have been a million girls. A million. How many times were we out like, oh, my God, she's hot.
I love her.
I love her, and I'm going to marry her. The odds of that happening, matter of fact, I don't know if I believe anyone who says that. If they do, then it's just chance. Like, you meet, you're like, God, she's hot. I'd love to hook up with her. I would love to make the time with her. That's all you think about. You don't think about spending the rest of your life with someone. If you do, you're a sap. And I don't want to hear, like, no, it's just romantic. No, it's not. It's a lie. Now, maybe after, like, a night together, you're like, wow, we have a lot in common, and I really dig this person, and we had so much fun in the sack that...
Right. You're just thinking, wow, I can't do better than this. This is great.
Yeah, but not the initial love at first sight. That is a load of garbage. There's no such thing.
I think that there's something to... sensing a connection with somebody. Like, you know, you meet some people and, you know, you just know that you have nothing in common with that person.
Right.
A guy or girl, you know, just in an everyday situation. And then there's some people you meet and, you know, for whatever reason, you just have a spark and, you know, conversation comes easy and, you know, yeah, I could get along with this person. And people take that and go to the extreme with it that, you know, I found my soulmate today.
Have you ever met anyone like that?
No.
I haven't either.
I thought I did, but I was wrong.
Okay. At the very first meeting?
Yeah. Thought it was pretty good.
Like, upon seeing her?
Yeah. Well, but no, but it was just like, wow, she's hot.
Yeah. That's it. It's not, I want to spend the rest of my
life
with her.
People try and make it seem real deep.
Or you'd say, I would like to get to know her.
Right.
But the idea of love at first sight where you lock eyes and it's just like, that all that is you're horny and she's horny, period.
She's horny, period?
That's a bad time to be horny.
All right, so we have some calls on this Kenny Chesney thing.
Oh, he's here. Hi, James, you're on the ticket.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, man, that Kenny Chesney's in concert at the American Airlines Center today.
For real?
Yeah, his buses are there. Him and Renee are probably listening to you.
Awesome.
Well, I don't believe you. Yeah, I bet they're listening. Is he good?
He's not too bad.
Who's opening up for him? I assume he's headlining.
Not for sure, but there's probably a good 12 diesel trucks and 6 or 8 buses sitting up there. So.
Does he sing, "How Do You Like Me Now"?
No, that's that other guy from Oklahoma.
Toby Keith.
Is he singing
5 o'clock? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
No, that's another guy.
Is he singing "Crazy About a Ford Truck"?
No, another guy.
What's his big song?
And I don't know. He's a lot of about Mexican beaches and drinking margaritas and stuff like that.
So he's like Jimmy Buffett. Is he the tractor sexy guy?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm not a real big country fan, but I just know I drove by there this morning, and they're all setting up for his big concert tonight.
We have a Kenny Chesney hater on the line.
JP, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
Hello.
That's JP.
Yeah.
My family's all out of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's well known there that he is gay. He wears the cutoff T-shirts, and he lives in Key West. And
just because you live in Key West doesn't make you gay.
Well, kind of.
So you're saying that this is a sham marriage?
This is a beard?
Yes. It's kind of like the Randy Travis marriage was when he married that old lady.
Yeah, okay. Then why would Renee Zellweger go through with this?
Publicity. You know, maybe
well, she doesn't need publicity. She can get any role she wants.
Yeah, almost any role, you know. Like I said, with the beast in the face, maybe she can be the boxer. Maybe, you know, she should have done the Hillary Swank movie because she could have been the one looking beat up.
I don't like that guy. Hi, Tom. You're on the ticket.
You know, first of all, people can fall in love the first time, Corby.
The first? No, okay. No,
what's that?
Where are you?
At DFW Airport.
No, I'm saying love at first sight.
I met my wife on a 14-hour flight from Europe to Dallas.
Okay.
18 years ago, so.
Right, you had 14 hours to get to know her.
Right.
It's not like
Did you sit down and look at her and go, "Good God, I love you"?
Well, no, that's asinine, people who think that way.
Well, that's what I just said.
But you always try to put lust with everything. I mean, come on, guy. You're too educated to be always talking like that.
Well, you're right. I am too educated for this entire station.
But
that's not the point.
But did you not think that she was hot? Was that not one of your first thoughts?
Yeah, I'm a male, aren't I?
Well, that's what we're talking about. The only reason that you struck up a conversation with her is because you thought she was hot. If she would have been some big pig,
odds are
you would have put the headphones on and nodded off for 14 hours.
I would try to get her. I would try to move over to another seat in first class.
Right. Exactly. That's what we're saying. We're saying that I believe in the fact that you can meet someone and after an evening together, you can be like, "Wow, I really like this woman. We have a lot in common." But initially, the initial first meeting, the genesis of the relationship, the first eye contact, I don't believe that you can say, "I don't believe in love at first sight." I don't believe in that.
Well, I mean, that's a personal opinion of everybody, and you're right about some of it. But, I mean, there is always that chance where, you know, yeah, I don't believe you can meet somebody 10 minutes later and be at the altar.
How long you been married?
15 years.
How often you cheat on her?
What? You know what, Corby?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Hold on, Corby. You know, I'm the chief staff for Richard Rainwater. You know who that is, right?
Oh, you are? Hey, do you know Billy Quinn?
Yes, I do.
I went to high school with him.
So, you know, you need to be careful of how you approach people, you know, especially people that can...
They can what, buy me? What, are you threatening me with money?
Saying I could buy you and spit you out.
Well, what does that mean? What, are you going to get me fired up here? Because you can buy me?
Oh, I probably could get the SEC to make sure you don't work on Hannah Radio anymore. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm for sale. How much do you want to buy me for?
Hang on.
Because you have money. I didn't hang up on him, by the way.
No, he hung up. That was weird. He turned on you on a dime.
Because he has money, I need to watch how I talk to him. I hate people like that. I absolutely loathe them.
But you don't understand how influential and powerful he is.
He's the chief of staff for Richard Rainwater.
Who's Richard Rainwater?
He's this famous investor type guy. And yeah, he's
Is he more famous than Kenny Chesney? Because I don't know who that is either.
Oh, God. How pompous and arrogant. I would love to fight him.
Fight
if
night?
You're willing to fight me, it's fight night. I swear to God, I will fight you. So please, call back, get in contact with me. If anybody knows this guy, I want to fight you. It's 11:25 on the ticket.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfmine Show, Indy 500, want to talk racing? No. EDS Byron Nelson Golf, going to talk golf? No. Useless baseball nuggets, we'll talk that. NBA, Dallas Mavericks, oh yeah. We're talking NBA. We're talking Game 3. We're talking Game 4. We're talking all. Sunday, 8 to 11, Mark Elfmine Show. See ya.
The ticket. Here's a tip. Listen to the show. Good P1s listen to the ticket at least 3 hours a day at either 1310 AM, 104.1 FM, or on the World Wide Web at theticket.com.
Theticket.com.
Listen all day to the Musers, Norm, Bad Radio, The Hardline, and the P1 Wild Ass Circus. Hot sports opinions on our team in our town.
Jim told me how he was a radio superstar.
George said that?
And Jerry Jones' right-hand man. And in between every word, he would smoke crack and pleasure himself.
We're visiting with a deep throat informant telling us why George missed the show this morning, what he did last night down in Oak Cliff. This is just awful.
It was so painful. He then said to me he was tired of constantly giving himself orgasms and that he wanted to find a crack whore or a goat.
Or a goat.
He was out of control.
It sounds like it.
He then bumped me on the head with a dread bobblehead doll.
Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Robert Earl Keith, Texas Uprising.
Is this seeing Robert Earl Keith, Dierks Bentley, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, Lost Trailers, the Randy Rogers Band, Kevin Fowler, and more isn't enough?
Memorial Day weekend, Fort Worth.
Here's what happened at the Texas Uprising last year.
I saw a guy with a here. Come on! That was pretty great!
It's Skippy. It'd be nice if we could take some more clothes off, though.
I still love the sausage.
Exotic piercings, tight sweaty bodies, chicks enjoying sausage. Plus, rocking Texas music all day long.
It was great. It was wonderful. Awesome.
Chevrolet presents Robert Earl Keane's Texas Uprising.
May 29th, Fort Worth.
Robert Earl Keane.
Robert Earl Keane,
Texas Uprising.
Until now at all Kroger food stores.
Brought to you by Coors Light,
Dickey's
Barbecue, and your friendly Fina.
Uh-huh. And who stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis. They then sped off and returned 5 minutes later to run over me and my family.
Why did they come back? Why did you have your family there?
He then knocked down my ministry as well. It is so horrible, I cannot say anymore for fear of retribution.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry, I must go now.
Oh, well, thank you. No, that's okay. You've given us plenty of information. That's a deep throat informant who didn't want to be identified for good reason. As he was there last night, and I think now we know why the Jubinator wasn't able to make it into work this morning.
We're just going to like that Monday.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Truck with a $299 a month lease on the Nissan Pathfinder. Nissan Truck Time. Nissan. Shift perspective. Tax title and license extra. Call 1-800-858-8319 for lease details.
She puts up with your nonsense. Now it's time to pay her back.
Hey, now the hard line, Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here for DiamondDoctor.com. Hey, that woman in your life puts up with you watching sports all the time, belching, scratching, listening to us. Doesn't she deserve a reward?
Doesn't she deserve a little life from DiamondDoctor.com?
No matter your taste or your budget, call 972-490-9320 or visit DiamondDoctor.com.
Maybe your road to more action is diamond earrings, a diamond pendant, a diamond tennis bracelet, or maybe you're about to pop that question and you're looking for a ring. At DiamondDoctor.com, you can get a quality diamond at a great price without paying those high prices at the retail store.
They've got over 10,000 GIA-certified diamonds for you to choose from at wholesale prices, so don't pay those expensive retail prices.
Get the...
Hello?
Hi, is Tiger there?
Oh, hi, Beaver.
Hey, congratulations, Tiger.
Oh, thanks. Did you guys see that I won?
Yeah, we saw.
It was the Masters.
Yeah.
It's almost a major.
It is a major.
Yeah, I was inspired by the love for my pretty wife, Elin.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah, on Saturday night, she inspired me. I got home and found her in bed with a Korean and a black guy.
How did that inspire you?
Well, at first I was real mad, you know, because a lot of people would consider that cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she said that she was just proving how racially blind she is.
Oh.
And if she can love everyone in the world, then shouldn't we all love each other?
Huh. Yeah. And you bought that, Tiger?
Well, it made some sense to me. And then she said, you know, I got a Korean and I got a black. When you're not here, that's the closest I can get to you, Tiger.
Trapeze Radio.
And be sure to arrive early for lobby entertainment or the barbecue buffet. Concert tickets start at only $10. June 16th through July 2nd at the Meyerson Symphony Center. For tickets and information, visit DallasSymphonySummer.com.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
After another lopsided playoff loss, the Mavs are still looking for an answer for Amari Stoudemire. The third-year forward dropped 37 points to go along with 14 rebounds in the Suns' Game 3 victory. Couple that with Eric Dampier's recent foul issues, Coach Avery is left with few options.
We don't have anybody that can really play physical with Stoudemire, so we definitely need him in the game. And, you know, every time he gets in foul trouble, it, you know, then we got to go small. So hopefully he can stay out of foul trouble.
They're playing in the third round in Las Colinas at the EDS Byron Nelson Championship. Jimmy Christopher has the latest on a few who aren't faring so well.
The laying update, Chad Campbell of Louisville even at 70, tees at 11:40. Dallas-eyed Justin Leonard is also even. He goes off at 11:30. Fort Worth's Mark Brooks went at 11:10. He's even. Sergio Garcia, that is even through one today, one under total. Harrison Frazier is two over today through three and is two under total. Jim Furyk is one over today and two under total. Vijay Singh is one over through two and four under total. Corey Pavin, Doug Barron, Phil Mickelson, and Ernie Els now all having good days. They are six under. Pavin has three birdies in six holes here of round three. This Nelson update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Dr. Gary Tylock, Eye Care and Laser Center.
Thanks very much, Jimmy. Tonight in Minnesota, the Rangers square off with the Twins for the second game of their series. It'll be Kenny Rogers hurling against Carlos Silva. Our next ticket ticker at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Championship Sunday afternoon at 5, live from Las Colinas and on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey there, it's 11:33. This is The Rant on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. David Lane and Corby Davidson.
Good morning.
For the next half hour, all the way up until noon.
And then tickets for Saturday.
That's right. Kevin and Shooter will take over. Before we get to the new fall TV season, which has been announced on all three of the networks, at least what they want to test out, let's rummage through a few of these callers in reaction to that last guy that was on the line who threatened to buy me. I still don't understand.
Or get the FCC to take you off the air.
Yeah. I better watch out who I'm talking to because he has enough money to do whatever he wants to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Hey, Corby, listen, that guy pissed me off so bad. I don't know if you caught it earlier in his call, but he was already trying to flaunt his money around.
About moving to another seat in first class?
Right. he, when you said, hey, if that girl was fat, would you have sat next to her? No, I'd have got up and sat in another seat in first class.
Yeah, yeah, don't you hate people with money like that?
Let me tell you, I'm not a rich man, but if it costs to have an entry fee at Fight Night, I would sponsor him just to see you knock his block off.
Well, thank you.
See you, Corbin. Say hi, buddy.
Max a million?
Yeah, I can buy stuff.
Slow down. None of that.
Those are the kind of deals that grew up in a trailer home or something like that, you know? And then all of a sudden they're good at something, which ends up making them a little bit of money, and they're the overworker guy, and now they want to flaunt everything, all the money they got, because you know what? They got jack crud for else, you know, in their life. And, I'm sponsoring you too, dude.
Immediately, whenever there's any confrontation with a guy like that, the conversation turns to money.
Yeah.
Like, right away. That's the first thing they reach for is their cash.
I don't think he was the self-made man type, though. He sounded more like a trust fund dude.
That guy, it's just like the meatheads, the big old dudes, the first thing they want to do is fight
you. Right. Notice that's what I reach for first. I wanted to fight him because I had nothing else to offer.
There's just one thing missing from that conversation, and that's when Corby gets so deflated like he was with Star Wars that he does the refreshed drink kind of sigh where it's like, that's the only thing that was missing from that conversation. If you could give me one of those, it'd be great. Thanks, dude.
Okay, bye.
I'll take it easy.
I don't know what that is. Hi, David. You're on the ticket.
Hey. Flower Mound.
Hi, David.
Uma Sickless.
This is Dave and Corby.
Hey, Dave and Corby. My ears are burning.
Hey! Really?
I are burning. I incredulous. I just cannot believe. The first two guys kind of stole some of my thunder. The first tip off, you know, the first class thing.
Yeah.
I
noticed that too, but I didn't really, it really didn't faze me.
I definitely noticed that it kind of, he was definitely shoehorning that in there.
Oh, there was no doubt. And he was working, and then of course, you got the name dropping.
Rainwater.
Yeah, I mean, he was at DFW. Obviously, he's going on an important business trip.
Of course. And the second caller, I think he's got a valid point, too, about the trailer park kind of girl who, maybe does one thing good. And, you're 14 hours on a flight, and, hey, who knows what can happen. But I'm right with you. You know, Corby, I've heard you say things.
Well, yeah.
Other things. I thought that was totally, totally. You just said, I don't believe in love at first sight.
That was like when Mark Teixeira got real bent out of shape at Dan.
Yeah.
For saying that, you have divorce to look forward to.
Right.
Don't joke about my wife.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then to extort you.
Right. God, I hate people.
Yeah. I don't get mad too often. I listen to you guys all the time. And, I'm still just sitting here just shuddering.
I'm sure if the guy's still listening, he feels like an idiot now.
No, he's got so much self-assurance that he's thinking that we're all wrong.
He's staring at his wallet now?
Yeah, he's counting his money.
All right, David. Take care, man.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
He'll be stressing on that flight a little bit.
Probably.
Because there's no guarantees.
True. All right, man. See you. Why'd
you lock that?
I didn't.
Get rid of it.
Okay. John, you're on the ticket. John. Hello. Hey.
I'll give you a real-life love at first sight.
Okay.
Back in 1957, my dad went to Oklahoma City for training. Opened up the newspaper one morning and saw a picture of a lady who just won a piano competition. He went to the house mother at the sorority at OU and had the house mother introduce him to my mother, and they've been married ever since.
They've been married ever since that meeting?
If it wasn't for love at first sight, I wouldn't be here, which might not be a bad thing.
Or was it lust? Was he just saying, God, she's hot, I gotta meet her?
You ever seen newspapers back in 1970?
Well, that's true.
Can you imagine the picture with the beehive bud?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I believe in love at first sight in the 50s then.
Yeah. Well, you weren't here to do that.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It still happens.
Okay, John. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Television. You own one?
I do. I've got a decent one.
It's good.
I sat next to it in first class on a flight from Europe.
I hear you.
Took it home with me.
ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC.
Those are all networks.
Yes, they are.
Those are all television networks.
They've all released their plans for the upcoming TV season.
The upcoming season is in the fall.
Right.
Most networks launch their new shows in the fall.
You know why?
Because people watch more TV when it's cold
out? No. I just learned this a few weeks ago from The Hammer. He told me, it makes sense, that back in the 50s, that cars, and still to this day it happens, but back then they were the sponsors. Cars were sponsors of all the shows, and they would launch their new vehicles in the fall.
Huh.
And so they wanted everyone to get a glimpse of their new cars, and then hence TV started kind of rolling out their shows in accordance to what the car dealerships did, or the car companies did.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, so here's what ABC
not really
has to offer. Here's their returning shows, confirmed. According to Jim, Alias, America's Funniest Home Videos, good Lord, how many
Lost,
of those can there be?
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Boston Legal, Desperate Housewives, Extreme Makeover.
Extreme Makeover, How'd They Do That?
Right, Grey's Anatomy, and Monday Night Football. Here are their new pilots with good buzz. Commander-in-Chief. A drama starring Gina Davis as the first female U.S. president.
Vomit.
The Catch. A bounty hunter drama that stars Don Rickles.
What? As the bounty hunter?
I don't know. I think Don Rickles is one of the funniest people on the planet. But how old is he?
God, he's got to be as old as Christie Brinkley.
No, he's probably older. He's probably in his 80s. Let's see. Other pilots in contention. Soccer Moms, starring Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
So it's like a Desperate Housewives knockoff?
It's a drama about suburban moms who double as private investigators. You like that?
No!
Tell me if this doesn't make your brain explode. Crumbs, starring Fred Savage from Wonder Years.
Yeah.
In a comedy about two brothers.
Okay.
One gay and one straight who own a family business. Freddie.
It's going to be a laugh riot, I'm sure.
A star vehicle comedy for Freddie Prinze Jr. And Emily's Reasons Why Not, a comedy starring Heather Graham as a self-help author who can't take her own advice.
I'll watch it just for her.
I love her.
Watch it on mute.
CBS. Return shows confirmed. The Amazing Race, Survivor, CSI, CSI Miami, Without a Trace. What about CSI New York?
Is that canceled? I always think of CBS as like the old person network.
Well, it's the number one young person's network.
Is it really?
By a mile. By a mile.
I don't watch any of those CSI shows. I guess I think of like Touched by an Angel or, you know, I guess they're the kind of shows they had on back in the 90s.
Or the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, what was the Dick Van Dyke show? When he was the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke Doctor.
Right.
Pilots with Good Buzz. Everything I Know About Men. A comedy starring Jenna Elfman. Quantico. Starring Mandy Patinkin, who I like.
Yeah, he's good.
A drama about the FBI's behavioral analysis unit. So just continuing that theme.
Can we... don't we have enough
crime dramas? It's hot.
Let's just get back on the reality bandwagon again.
Flesh and Blood, starring Soccer Channing and Henry Winkler in a comedy about a family of doctors.
Henry Winkler. What was the last thing he did?
Well, he directs now.
I mean, he's not...
He is awful. Fonzie was the biggest douche character
Come
ever.
On. Fonzie was great at
no,
the time.
No, he wasn't.
You didn't like him as a kid?
Well, as a kid, sure, but have you watched
it's
Happy
terrible.
Days?
Why don't you watch anything from that era? Why don't you watch Laverne and Shirley or Three's Company? None of it's funny.
I would rather watch a Laverne and Shirley than a Happy Days.
Not me.
Happy Days is painful. It is awful.
The old Happy Days when Fonzie wore the white leather? It's good. Check it out.
No, they're all bad.
How about this? Old Christine, a comedy with Julia Louis-Dreyfus as a single mom.
It's the curse of Seinfeld. It's going to fail. Everyone's going to see her as Elaine.
Other pilots in contention, but that's got good buzz. She's got a good buzz. Other pilots in contention, a crime drama called American Crime, Jerry Bruckheimer produced drama, about a prosecutor who juggles work and a new baby.
Great.
Conviction, a legal drama with Sally Field and Eric LaSalle.
So far, I'm not interested in any one of these shows.
Love Monkey. A male buddy drama starring Tom Cavanaugh and Jason Priestley. The Unit.
It's like the season of the comeback. It's all these kind of has-been TV and movie stars.
The sad part is out of all these, there's only going to be like three that make it. Let's see. The Unit, a special forces military drama starring 24's Dennis Haysbert. Who's that? I don't watch 24. Is that the black guy?
Is that the president?
No one knows?
Yeah.
Tell me. Felicity Scott Foley and Ray's Regina King. Oh, it's also that same show, The Unit. Threshold, a sci-fi drama starring Charles S. Dutton. And How I Met Your Mother, a flashback comedy starring Neil Patrick Harris and Allison Hannigan.
I did like Neil Patrick Harris and... Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Did you ever see that?
No.
He plays himself, and he's on a total coke binge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Fox, returning shows confirmed. American Idol, Cops. How is that show still on?
You never run out of white trash.
Family Guy, genius. Mm-hmm. House, Malcolm in the Middle, Nanny 911, The O.C., The Simpsons, That 70s Show. What about American Dad? You watch that?
Yeah, I don't like it as much as Family Guy.
I think it's funny, though.
It's all right.
I'll sit through
it's basically the same show.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So, what was the last one?
That 70s Show. I thought that was off the air.
Well, I think, like, half the cast is leaving. So, I don't know what they're going to do.
It'll be starring Wilmer Valderrama, probably. Pilots with Good Buzz. Prison Break. Oh, my God. A drama about a man who gets himself thrown in jail so he can help his death row inmate brother escape.
Okay.
Did you do that?
What crime did he commit to get on death row? I mean...
Well, obviously, he's innocent, so...
Right, but normal inmates don't mix with death row inmates.
No.
So I can't suspend disbelief for that plot. I'm sorry.
Kitchen Confidential... A comedy based on Chef Anthony Bourdain's best-selling autobiography. Interesting.
What's on HBO? That's what I want to know.
They haven't announced. This is all the networks.
Network shows are disgusting.
Let's see. Don't Ask, a comedy about a dad who tells his family he's gay. That stars Alan Ruck. From Ferris Bueller. That's his buddy.
Oh, Cameron?
Yeah, Cameron. And also he's in Spin City.
Well,
he's in Spin City.
Oh, yeah,
like
okay.
Seven years. And let's see. Hitched. Starring Saved by the Bell's Mark Paul Gosselaar in a drama about a brother and sister who run a 24-hour wedding chapel in Las Vegas.
But it's such a retread season. It's all these B actors.
Let's see, other pilots of contention, you have a Brooke Shields comedy, New Car Smell, about a car dealership, Queen Bee, a comedy starring Alicia Silverstone, Windfall, starring Luke Perry, in a drama about a group of friends who win the lottery. It's interesting.
Is television ever going to change? Are we going to go through this every fall? Or is it ever going to develop where everything is on demand and there's not these big network shows?
probably. And here's the...
I can't wait for that day.
You know, NBC is the failure network.
Yes.
They have nothing.
They used to be number one, and now they drag ass behind Fox and everybody.
They have The Apprentice, Crossing Jordan, ER, which, you know, Joey, Las Vegas, Law & Order, all the Law & Orders, by the way, there's three of them, Medium, Scrubs, The West Wing, and Will & Grace. Pilots with Good Buzz, E-Ring, starring Benjamin Bratt and Dennis Hopper.
That's what caused the shuttle to blow up.
That's the O-Ring, set at the Pentagon. The religious drama Book of Daniel, starring Aidan Quinn, probably trying to capitalize on Joan of Arcadia. My Name is Earl, a comedy starring Jason Lee, is a petty crook who decides to make amends when he wins the lottery.
I like Jason Lee.
I think he's hilarious. I'll give that
a shot. I'll watch that. That's the first show that I'm interested in.
Other pilots in contention, the disaster drama Fathom, Inconceivable. Oh, wait. Fathorn.
I don't care anymore. My life force is gone. I don't want to talk about TV anymore.
Hang on. Early Bird, a comedy based on a book about moving to a Florida retirement home. Good God. Dante, a comedy about an arrogant pro football player. Doesn't say who it stars. Deal, a comedy starring Janine Garofalo, based on the life of pro poker player Annie Duke.
Interesting.
I like Janine Garofalo. The buddy comedy Four Kings, starring Seth Green.
He's funny.
And the couples comedy Lives and the Wives We Tell Them To.
Huh?
And then some Tori Spelling show.
So it looks like NBC is more than the other networks kind of banking on the return of the sitcom.
You know, I saw this. In the last 6 months, there's two sitcoms that have been in the top 20 of the Nielsen ratings. Two.
What were they? Raymond and...
Two and a Half Men. The one that follows Raymond, the Charlie Sheen one, which is funny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
John Cryer's the other...
Yeah, it's funny.
The other man in the equation.
I mean, you know, it's not like the greatest show ever, but it's funny enough. But Raymond, basically, I mean, it's narrow casting.
Right, and Raymond, this is the last season of Raymond, right?
Monday's the last show. The last show.
Well, I'm going to cry.
All right.
You
want
to have a watching party?
Let's do it. Coming up next, us. Good God, I love you.
T1T.
I'm so successful now. Did you see how white Elon is?
Yeah.
I win another Masters. I'm going to trade Elon for an albino.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to go any whiter.
Yeah.
I think that's there.
Yeah, I beat Chris DeMarco.
Yeah, congratulations.
Chris DeMarco. Is he even a golfer?
Yeah.
He's a Sperry pro. They couldn't even marry white.
Well, he is married to a white woman.
Yeah. See what that hack Billy Casper shot?
Yeah.
106.
Yeah.
And I'll still be winning the Masters when I'm 106. He's still shooting that.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
But
off.
I guess they say, you know, you're lucky to shoot your age.
Yeah.
And he's over 100.
No, he's 73.
He barely had a heartbeat out there. Every time he shot, it looked like an epileptic fit.
Hey, easy, on, Tiger. He's a former champion. You should respect him.
Keep moving.
Hey, did you see what that hack Phil Mickelson shot yesterday?
Yeah, he didn't play very well.
74, I think.
Yeah. Phil has a gambling problem.
Oh, well, that's quite an accusation, Tiger. What's that?
He's addicted to gambling.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I will say this, he's a man of his word.
How's that?
Well, he bet me that if I won more than one Masters, he would get breast implants. And he did that a few years
ago. Yeah, sure enough.
He always say to him, hey, Phil, you nurse your kids off those things?
No wonder you guys have a cool relationship.
Yeah, we have a good relationship. On Saturday, I say, hey, Phil, you hook up a pump hose to those things and spray your milk all over Indian camps feeding Indian children like baby birds?
That's really weird, Tiger.
We're good like that.
That's really weird.
Hey, DJ stinks like everyone else from India.
Well, first of all, he's not from India. He's from Fiji.
Yeah, well, VJ needs to understand there's only room for one minority on this tour.
Oh, Radio.
Work and the credit people, don't worry about it. They'll do it at your house. They'll come to you, man. They'll come to your place of business. They'll drive the car, your new car out there. You can sign the papers there. You don't have to deal with it up there at Grubbs. They want to take all the burden off of you and onto them, put it onto them. And right now they have a brand new, totally redesigned Frontier pickup truck, and your payments are $215 a month. That's it, $215 a month for a brand new pickup truck. You don't have to borrow your buddies anymore. You can get it at Grubbs for only $215 a month with a 15.
Joining, joining us now is a media member that says he wants to participate in the next Ticket Guys Night Out in the ring. Who is this?
Good morning, Mr. Dale Anthony.
Hey, it's Dale. Hey. Well, you're a big
fight
guy.
Night, huh?
Yeah, you'd be
fight
good in
night.
The ring.
Who ever came up with an idea like Fight Night? But David Kelly's idea. He's a genius.
No, he doesn't come up with everything.
Well, he's a genius on everything else.
Yeah.
I don't listen to that last night. You guys are unbelievable. Fighting on the radio.
Yep.
On the radio.
Yep.
It's like, oh, my God, my God, my God, my God.
So we can get you into the ring?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm a natural for this because I got so many enemies in town, you know. I mean,
right.
I got some people who want to fight me.
Right. Well, who would you like to take on?
Well, that idiot Cuban.
Okay, we might be able to arrange that.
He spent his whole time complaining about the rap.
This Saturday, live on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite provider to order.
I'd fight Hitchkins.
Would you really?
How many I've lost because of Hitchkins over the years?
You'd fight Norm.
Plus, he robs me of all my valuable airtime because of his stupid-ass quick hitter and crosstalk.
Well, I tell you what, joining us now on the other ticket hotline is the double fake Norm, and he says that he would be willing to take you on.
Craig, it's just sitting here listening to Dale talk about fighting me.
Yeah.
Dale, what are you thinking?
Well, I'd kick your ass.
In 5 seconds.
I would kick your ass.
Well, you know, Craig, as long as I don't lead with my nose, I'll be all right.
True.
I tell you what, you might as well box because you're beating the hell out of everyone with your dad joke.
And a car wash for the total of $13.10. Catchy number, hey, 1310. Volvo of Dallas is at I-35 in Frankfort and Carrollton. Volvo of Dallas, where your family matters.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
This ticket ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend Dog Training and Sonic Drive-In. Well, Stevie Nash continues to torment his old ball club, dropping 27 points and 17 assists on the Mavs in Game 3. He shows no signs of slowing down. If the Mavericks are looking for a way to stop him, they may want to consider this. The league MVP, explains.
I almost don't want to tell this because it'll be an excuse, but it's too funny. I got fouled by my drawstrings. I went up to shoot and I got my hand caught in my drawstrings, and I probably should have tucked them in. So way to foul yourself, I guess.
And it appears the Miami Heat may be without Shaq service for Game 4 of their Eastern Conference Series. O'Neal missed a playoff game for the first time in his career when he sat out Miami's 102-95 win over the Wizards Thursday night. The Heat can sweep with a win in Game 4 tonight in the nation's capital. Third-round play is moving right along at the EDS Byron Nelson Championship. Jimmy Christopher is on the scene in Las Colinas.
Charles Hare, the Lubbock kid, Brent Wetterich, who first got interested in golf at age 2, and Todd Purdy, all are teeing off now in T1 at TPC. O'Hare and Wetterich are 9 under, a shot ahead of Purdy. Doug Barron, Steve Lowry, Shigeki Maruyama, Don Hamilton, and don't forget that Billy Mayfair, he's even and still 7 under. They're all making runs here in round 3 as they are 7 under. Barron has 2 birdies through 3 holes. This EDS Byron Nelson Championship update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Dr. Gary Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Our next ticker at 12:10. That will be with Ty Walker. Breaking sports news, first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket is like sex. There's only 2 times guys want it, when they're awake and when they're asleep.
Hey there, it's 11:59, and we are done.
We made it.
Fabulous show, Dave.
2 weeks without Gordon, and we made it.
It's been a wonderful 2 hours of radio. We appreciate all the feedback, all the love, all the kind words, all the dirty words. We love them all.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, are we working next week?
Yeah. Should be a
Are we on the remote? Maybe
should be a full-strength rant next week.
Some sort of Fort Worth
thing? Since it's a colonial? Even
I
though
don't know.
We really didn't do much for
that. Oh, you know what? I'm out of town next week, so.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I have to go to a work conference in Vegas.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, I actually have to do some work while I'm there.
You've never been, have you?
Nope, never been. It'll be my first time.
Where are you staying?
I don't remember. The Mirage or something? I don't know.
Are you?
I don't know.
I hate you. But I love you.
I love you.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTTK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
Good afternoon. It is 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Kevin Scott.
Oh,
and I'm Stuart
Mike.
Golly, Stu. Right up.